Shabbat Shalom. We get this week the peculiar case of the Nazarite. The Torah offers an option to all people, men or women, which in and of itself is unusual for the Torah, but anyone can make a vow before God to refrain from things, to become this category of Nazarite. You refrain from drinking wine, from cutting your hair. Basically, you pull yourself back from the physical world. It is the closest thing the Jewish tradition has for a Jewish monk. It's a monastic way of being. And about 2,000 years after the Torah tells us this process for becoming a Nazarite, Rambam, Maimonides, tells us that today, anyone choosing to be a Nazarite is a sinner. Rambam tells us that we are meant to enjoy this world, and to participate in this kind of separation is unacceptable. Maybe a long time ago it may have been okay, but now we know better. This thing the Torah tells us you can do is a sin. And the truth is, that's how Judaism has played out. We don't have a monastic tradition. There are no Jewish monks. There's no notion of Jews saying what it means to be Jewish is to refrain from the physical world. A Jew without a nice Shabbos lunch, it sounds confusing to us. So what do we do with this Nazarite? And I think that in many ways the Nazarite serves as a kind of crowbar. A crowbar takes a perfectly shaped box and pries it open so you can get at what's on the inside. What the Torah has just done in everything but the Nazarite is create a perfect social structure and system. You know exactly who has power. The clan chiefs have political power. The priests have religious power. You know exactly who to go to, who is in charge. But the Torah also remembers Egypt. In Egypt, we knew exactly who to go to and exactly who was in charge, and what came out of that was slavery. Joseph organized a perfect system that let everyone survive a terrible famine. But he also set up a system that eventually led to the enslavement of his people. Now think again about the Nazarites. The Nazarites give everyone, remember, man or woman, whoever you are, whatever your status, you can become a Nazarite. It gives every person access to power, to religious authority. You can imagine when someone becomes a Jewish monk, you gain a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of following, a certain amount of becoming a leader. So, while I think Rambam was right, that Nazarites themselves, refraining from this world, the content is not where we should head as a tradition. The form is important. It's a reminder that we have to embrace our inner crowbar. We have to listen to those in our congregation who we would call dissidents. Because oftentimes that we need those voices. Oftentimes our proverbial box becomes too restrictive. And we need to make sure we have a way to pry it open, to get at the divinity, the holiness on the inside. So this Shabbat, I don't wish each of you the vow of the Nazarite, but I do wish each of you the chance to cultivate your inner crowbar. Shabbat Shalom.